Good morning. It's good to connect with you here on this Sunday morning as we go through the season after the Epiphany being that moment where the wise men found the Christ child, and we celebrate this time afterwards. And some folks have described this as a season of growth. And in fact, liturgical colors for the season, the color for the season is green, to remind us of the growth that we are called to have in Christ, following his birth and following the arrival of the wise men, and for our lives as well. So as we're here today, we'll be hearing from the Old Testament, from the book of 1 Samuel. Now, this is a story where Samuel, who became a prophet, his call, the start of his call. So I invite you to hear these words from 1 Samuel in chapter 3, and we'll read verses 1 through 20. It's a little bit of a longer read, but I invite you to hear these words. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel, Samuel, and he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again a third time, and he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down. And if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "See, I am about to do something in Israel that will make both ears of anyone who hears it of it tingle. On that day, I will fulfill against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house from beginning to end, for I have told him that I am about to punish his house forever for the iniquity that he knew, because his sons were blaspheming God, and he did not restrain them. Therefore, I swear to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be expiated by sacrifice or offering forever." Then Samuel lay there till morning. Then he opened the doors of the house of the Lord. Samuel was afraid to tell the visions to Eli. But Eli called Samuel and said, "Samuel, my son." He said, "Here I am." Eli said, "What was it that he told you? Do not hide it from me. May God do so to you and more also, if you hide anything from me of all that he told you." So Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him. Then he said, "It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him." As Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was a trustworthy prophet of the Lord. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. The story of Samuel being called is one of those stories that many who follow Christ come to when they're trying to understand what calling might mean. Calling, as followers of Christ, we describe that as, you know, God calling us to do something, usually to be in ministry, to reach out to someone, to connect with another person, or to share, you know, the hope and the love of God. Calling, I believe, can take many different forms, not just in how Samuel experienced it here, you know, with verbal words, you know, coming to him. But calling can come to us when we are nudged, when we feel something in our gut, or when a trusted friend points out something to us, or shares a bit of information that gives us something that we can act on. Calling indeed can come in different ways, and it doesn't look the same for everyone. But I believe we are called by God to serve, to proclaim the hope of God and the grace of God through Christ, even if it looks different between each and every one of us. But the story of Samuel being called, it has an interesting, you know, twist to it. You have Samuel, he was a young boy, and he was learning. He was working in the temple under Eli. And at first, Samuel did not understand what was going on. He went to Eli, and he said, "Hey, I'm here. You called me." And Eli replied, "No, I did not." And eventually, Eli figured out what was going on and shared with Samuel that when the Lord would speak to him again, to respond, to be open to what the Lord was saying. And I believe that interaction right there really speaks to the importance of not only listening to call, but also having someone in our life who can speak to us, who can speak into our lives, who can help us discern what is taking place. Eli here in this moment was acting as a place or as someone who could discern for Samuel. Eli was trusted by Samuel, and Eli's counsel in this moment was sound. But here's that twist that I mentioned a moment ago, is that Samuel listened to what the Lord was saying, and it was not something that was favorable for Eli. In fact, it was something that pointed out, some flaws in the sons of Eli, and it was not a good prophecy. It was not something good for Eli. But yet, there's a bit of faithfulness there in Eli, in his conversation with Samuel and working with Samuel, discerning with Samuel. While Eli may have had some shortcomings and struggles, there with his son's struggles as he was serving. Eli, though, did have enough wisdom in him to recognize that indeed the Lord was speaking with Samuel, even though it was something that was not easy for Eli to hear. It was not something easy for Samuel to tell Eli either. But I believe when we have these moments, when we have to hear something that is uncomfortable, something that is challenging to us, something that we don't really want to hear. Here, I believe it's important, again, to be connected with another person to help sort through those moments. Really, this call here and this interaction with Samuel and Eli and the call that Samuel experienced, to me, points out the importance of being connected with others, of being in community, of being in a faith community, where these callings, these calls from God and the calls that have been placed on our hearts can be sorted out. And also being in community enough that we can be honest with one another, even when it is difficult or challenging. It is a faithful thing to share words and truth that are challenging, especially words and truth that may have called on a person out or maybe inspire them to make changes for the better. I believe community is important as a people of faith. Community is important as we grow in our understanding and calling from God. And I believe community is vital when we are discerning what God has in store for us, when we are trying to find those next steps, when we are trying to understand the call that God has placed on our lives. I believe this story of Samuel and Eli at the start of Samuel's calling, I believe grounds us and the importance of being open to God's calling, but also that community, and also being open to how God is at work in our lives. Part of the calling response, the response to the call that comes from God, I believe, also is it's important for us to be open to what that calling is. So let us be moved. Let us be inspired by this interaction between Samuel and Eli, where Samuel sought out counsel and understanding for the call that was coming to his life, but also be reminded of how important it is to be open to the words that come from God, to the calling that comes from God, even when that calling challenges us, such as the calling that Eli experienced in this story. I believe our God is with us as we are exploring the calling that God has placed in our hearts and our lives, and that we are called to be in community so we can connect and discern together what God is calling for us in our lives. So let us not be discouraged as we are sorting out the call. Let us not be dismayed or put off. Instead, let us connect with our God and let us connect with each other so we can discern and be grounded in the calling of the Holy Spirit in our lives, not only in one moment, but for all of our lives. Amen.